Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it? If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast this week. Glad to have you here with us. We're here to empower you. We're going to schoolhouse rock you with knowledge and keep you up to date on what you should be doing with your website and your online presence. And if you have any questions that aren't answered on the podcast, by all means, send them our way. If you're wondering how your website should look, if you're looking at your website, looking how it works and want to know, you know, how it should work, maybe something just doesn't seem right to you. Maybe there's just some burning question you want to understand with regard to your SEO, with content marketing, with your social media, with pay-per-click, any of that stuff. We're your guys. Hit us up. info@minddnd.com is the email address. You can also hit us up on Facebook, or you can click that big, beautiful Ask a Question button on our podcast page. Now, some smatterings of news this week. This is some interesting stuff here. Google is apparently working on incorporating automatic object detection into their algorithm, which truly, folks, is the next level of image search here. And it is exactly as it sounds. The algorithm will actually be able to identify different objects in a given picture. Now, imagine, to put this in perspective, imagine that you're a coffee shop and you have pictures on your website of coffee beans, cups of coffee, cappuccino, espresso, what have you. Well, guess what? Soon, Google, and I'm sure eventually the other search engines, will have automatic object detection. So the algorithm will actually recognize that cup of coffee in a picture and other things in the picture as well. Sounds wild, huh? Well, it's true. And not only is it coming in terms of search, it's already here in a way, but I'll get to that here in a minute. This accomplishment is a major field leveler SEO-wise, as most sites already have plenty of pictures. So there's been no true opportunity for manipulation there. The existing pictures are what they are. What this does is open the door for a new aspect of the SEO equation, which is strategic imaging. With Google able to recognize objects in pictures, the content of your very pictures themselves will matter, because Google will basically be growing eyes. The relevance of what's actually in your pictures is something you've hopefully been putting thought into all along, which will make this an easy transition for you. In fact, it won't even be much of a transition for you if you've been putting thought into what you're doing. You're going to be rewarded for that thought that you've put into the images on your website. If you're wondering how, here's how it works. Not only will those images come up in relevant searches, i.e., you know, the coffee or coffee shop in the coffee shop example I gave, they will also strengthen the ranking of the page itself in those searches. Now, what's going to be interesting to see is if and how this can be spammed. Some are already showing concern that people will actually engage in object stuffing. I mean, to me, that just sounds nuts, but so does keyword stuffing. I mean, just insane. But there is concern that people will overload pictures with a bazillion objects for Googlebot to identify. And just watch. I bet some people will try and do this. But it's going to be interesting to watch to see how this plays out, because Google is probably ready for it. Bear in mind that Google Plus has been using object detection for over a year now. So it's not just possible, but very probable that Google will be implementing it in their search algorithm, because it's something they've already been able to test on the Google Plus platform. Now, bottom line, as always, keep calm, carry on. As with your website's content, just put thought and care into the images you use on your website and make sure that they're relevant to what the page and ultimately the site are all about, and you should be okay. And speaking of putting thought into your content, I hope you don't have Flash on your website. I really do. If you have Flash on your website, please, please, please get rid of it. For one, you're making it painfully difficult for Googlebot to properly index your site, And secondly, you're not going to look very good in mobile search because Google has rolled out mobile flash warnings globally as of this week. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means if you have flash on your site, then your listing in the mobile search results will have your website name, then the link underneath, and then a big message under the link that says, uses flash, may not work on your device. This will kill you in mobile search. This will kill you in mobile search because if you come up on someone's device and there's a chance they see right there, it says so, this website may not work on my device. Well, I'm going to go somewhere else. Get flash off of your site if you have it because it's going to kill you in mobile search. Now, when we come back, we're going to go even further. We're going to make like the Who and go mobile.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast, and thank you as always for joining us today. If you have any questions that you would like us to answer, by all means, hit us up on Facebook, email us info@minddnd.com, or click that big, wonderful Ask a Question button on our podcast page on our website, and that's minddevelopmentanddesign.com/podcast. We'll be glad to address your questions here on the podcast. I love it when you send questions in, so don't be shy. Doesn't matter how simple or how complex the question is, just send it in and we'll be glad to address it. Now, you know, as recently as 2 or 3 years ago, the emphasis with regard to mobile search was having a mobile site, an actual separate mobile site, an actual mobile version of your website specifically for being viewed on mobile devices. Well, with the advent of the iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, iPads, tablets, and insert your favorite mobile device here, the landscape has quickly changed from having a mobile site to having a truly responsive site. Now, for any of you who don't exactly know what the term responsive website means, it's a website that, quote unquote, responds to the device it's being viewed on so that it appears optimally. If you're not sure if your website is responsive, here's a quick way to find out. Open your browser. Open it full screen and bring up your website in the browser. Now, click the Restore Down button. That's the little button in the upper right-hand corner of the screen, just to the left of the red Close button. Now, move your cursor to the lower right corner of the screen and left-click on the outside of the screen in that corner area. Now hold that left click button down and move your cursor to stretch and shrink the screen. Does your website's appearance adjust? Now if it does, how does it look when it adjusts? Is navigation still easy as the site gets smaller and smaller in appearance? And how does it look aesthetically? If your website appearance adjusts incrementally, it's more than likely built to be responsive. If it doesn't, then it's not. Now, how about that? How about if your website does not respond? Do you shrink the screen and get scroll bars that appear out of nowhere like yardsticks of annoyance? If that's the case, you want to fix that, and you want to fix it fast. In the prior scenario, if navigation becomes more tricky or difficult as your website shrinks, you want to fix that and any other potential problems for the end user ASAP. Because as we're seeing with Google incorporating more social aspects into their algorithm, they're now moving towards user experience as well. Search is becoming more and more and more intuitive and more about the end user, which is really what it should be about anyway. So you should be thinking about your end user's experience on your site. You should be thinking about that anyway. You should be thinking about that all along. But now the word is that Google will be factoring in mobile user experience into their search algorithm. Yep, that's right. It shouldn't come as too much of a surprise given the natural progression. A representative from Google was quoted as saying, quote, "Because at Google, we are aiming to provide a great user experience on any device, we're making a big push to ensure the search results we deliver reflect this principle. We want users to be able to enjoy the web wherever they are." English translation here. If you want to help strengthen your own ranking, make sure your website is responsive. A Google study showed that 61% of users are unlikely to return to a mobile site that they have trouble accessing from their phone. And, you know, think about it. It makes perfect sense. Information is becoming more and more fast. The acquisition of information is becoming faster and faster. You get on your smartphone and you pull up a website. You want that website to come up and you want to be able to easily find what you need on that website. If people can't easily find what they need, if your website's not showing up properly, they can very easily back away from it and go to another website, find one that gives them what they want. And I'll say it again, 61% of users are unlikely to return to a mobile site that they had trouble accessing from their phone. Most end users are browsing on their phones nowadays, and that number will only increase. So bear in mind that right now, Google does penalize sites that generate errors for mobile visitors. They will penalize sites that generate errors, and they'll penalize sites that are, you know, that are not showing up properly on mobile search, because it's all about the user experience. This began in July 2013. It's being refined over time so that sites that redirect all mobile users to home pages will have less chance of appearing in Google's mobile search results. So bottom line here, make sure you have a responsive website, one that will adapt to iPads, to tablets, to Blackberries, to, you know, smartphones, you know, to what have you. It's very important that you have this incorporated. And well over half the websites on the internet do not have responsive design. So it's important to do that and to try to stay ahead of your competition in that respect. As always, thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast. And if you have any questions for us, don't be shy. Hit us up on Facebook, info@minddnd.com, or click on that Ask a Question button here on the podcast page. Hope you have a great day, and we'll see you again next
From
week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.